Priya, just saw a program on the Swedish television, National Television Economy Bureau, where some experts were sitting around the table discussing. Well, this time they were discussing if social media is falling apart or going down, which was an interesting topic. And they were then kind of, how to say, canceling, maybe it was just another part of canceling culture, because they were focusing on certain social media that they said people were leaving because they have become just dull, which I agree with. AI generated drivel and advertisement. But then some kind of drifted a little bit towards that, you know, that's how the internet is. Which oldies like myself raise our stern finger when we hear saying that, no, the internet is just great. I grew up with the internet from the beginning. Started using it in the late 80s, or that's when I first came in contact with the internet. Saw it. It was a university network, basically. But it was remote network, using a very cool and very reliable, very tough technology that was very hard. A communications network that is very hard to crack and destroy. And it seems it was for military purposes first, the ARPA net. So anyway, that's what the internet is. And I don't know if it's still impossible to break it, even by military means, because these little packets, bits and bytes, are just crawling any way they can find. It may slow down ping times, but anyway, that's the world I kind of grew up in. And then when the internet opened up to the world, there was email, there was the Usenet, there was the IRC. Those of you who are older, you know what I'm talking about. Chat rooms. Wow. You know, in days when computer was just a, well, how to say, calculator on steroids, as many saw it. Now we could communicate. We could share files. Share music. Oh yeah, that's when Napster came. This was early, but I was hanging out on the IRC in chat rooms, so we were sharing MP3 files through bots that some wrote there. I mean, this is where the wild world of the internet just entered this world, and we thought, this is great, we can use it so much, it doesn't cost very much to be part of all this. And then the web came, 93, it's the first time I made a web page. Before that we had BBSs and all of that. I mean, such a creativity we find among us humans when we start doing... Well, this anyway, it's just destiny that the internet would happen. Because networks were anyway, I mean, sun systems kind of owned the world of professional computers, said that the network is the computer. I mean, these kind of wisdoms, deep words that took hold in the minds and intellects of programmers who then thought, well, let's make the whole world a network then. No problem. So here we are, and of course what happened, which was a little surprising to me, because it was a world of just, you have your own web page. Companies could have their own web pages. And then it was my job to make web pages for companies when I started my own company back in 99. I worked with that, and the internet was a cool place. I mean, some of these companies had really sophisticated websites, and some started selling things directly online. This is, you know, the 99, the .com bubble, and ooh. You can do lots of great things. They realized that then, which I had realized like 6-7 years earlier, many of us. So yeah, and there the money comes. Oops, of course. And the advertisement and the Facebook. I mean, one friend of mine just tipped me back in 2017 or something, say, well, so you're not a member of Facebook? And I said, well, no, what's Facebook? Just another one, it's social media. I don't think the word even was used then. Everyone is there. I don't care if everyone is there. Who everyone? But then a couple of years later, I think it was, or months maybe, I signed up, and I realized a couple of years later maybe that I'm on something called social media and supposed to be something big, but what is it? Oh, it's Facebook and those. But the thing is that what we have today is we have to see the significance of what happened, because what most people today see is not the internet, they see websites, basically, actually, made by companies on the internet. It's just like, you know, the road system of Sweden is not bad. But if you drive around making a mess on the roads, well, it depends on what you use them for, right? So, but here we have money, and oops, where was the .com bubble? Now we got the social media bubble. Money, money, bubble means investors, money, hopes for the future. Got a hang in with the in crowd, jump on the bandwagon. Of course, we know what that means. And here we are today with these virtual continents. Yes, I mean, we have these some of these biggest social media virtual countries can contain like 4 or 5 billion people, users. And if you pay, you can get all kinds of information about those users, and you can reach those users, anyone you want to reach. I remember when I learned about fundraising and how you, fundraising for nonprofits and all that. And of course, then also marketing. But the gold in marketing seemed then to be, how can you get hold of address lists of people? That's what the fundraisers were fighting about, a list of addresses. Addresses, how do you say it? Of the people, well, some would say as many people as possible, but even better, as many as possible of the people that might be interested in your product or services, or who you want to reach specifically. If you, let's say, are working on a political campaign, same principle. Now, that was the gold, the most valuable. It cost money. I had to buy them sometimes. When we did something for one of my customers like that. So, how about today? We got these worlds of... Okay, here we are, you know, my social media platform here, my world, and I have 5 billion users here whose eyeballs are daily spending so and so many hours, 2 hours. Look here, scientific statistics based on facts. Big university department surveys. I mean, I can see these marketing guys sitting like that and recruiting customers and investors to their big social media world platform. And yes, if you're selling advertisement, you advertise here. And you just write in this information and you will reach those who are supposed to get your advertisement or who you want to reach. And then you got the AI and the algorithms and all that being very good today. Knows who we are, where you are and who you are. I mean, seriously, some AI entities out there do. And of course, there are humans behind them. So I would say that someone sitting at a terminal, being in control over this AI beast, or some one of them, could, if they so desired, produce a quick, in a few minutes, print out of, I guess, thick file of papers about you and me. I'm not just exaggerating here for the sake of effect, but, you know, I'm a system administrator, database administrator for, you know, educated on and have experience of working on those servers where everything is really going on. I mean, these big, huge platforms are actually just web service running. And I used to work with that system administration for Unix, Linux servers, especially web servers, a little bit mail servers, FTP, you know, these kind of basic services for my customers. So I know that world. And when all this came, I could just immediately, I even, with a programmer friend, came up with, we actually built it, a prototype of a video streaming platform, a video platform where people can put their videos, and when you look at a video, it will learn about what you like and then suggest that. And this was back in 2009 or 8 or something. So so anyway, here we are today. What a long rampage I got into here. I don't know why I'm just inspired sometimes to go blah, blah. So anyway, social media coming down, and is the internet just turning into a useless entertainment field that for dummies, and maybe for AI entities eventually? Wasn't it more than that? Here we spend so much money and work building all this up and programming, and no, I say, and listen to one of the oldies who have seen the world outside of social media, or the internet outside of social media. It's just great. But the nice thing I see, I don't even agree that social media are useless. But you can use them to your advantage. Yes, you, me, we ordinary people. And I see that many do that. For instance, yes, you got your social media flow here, and it's getting more and more clogged with advertisement, silly, stupid advertisement that some computer somewhere thinks that I should look at, that I would like. AI-produced crap from people, whether they are real or AI themselves, who just want to get clicks, maybe collect information about you somehow or other. All kinds of weird entities out there putting things on my screen. But then I see more and more friends, you know, they're using this for just telling their stories. You know, here, let's share our stories. And more also, let's discuss important and good things here, share good advice. And the more and more that happens, the more and more that will fill up that stream that we flip through every day. So we are, and that's the great thing with this internet that we could only dream about in the old days of television and radio. We, the audience, the consumers, the target group, we are able to, yeah, interact and to use to create our own things. I mean, make your own YouTube channel, for God's sake. You can just click on a button, it becomes a podcast as well. I mean, we just need to learn a bit. But things are going so fast, so we have to learn from the youngsters today. And they will show you another world if you're my age, 70. So take my word for it and listen to the youth and learn. And then we can see how wonderful opportunities we have to share the good things, to tell nice, inspiring stories. Not with people bashing each other in the face with fists and shooting each other with fancy weapons. That's the thing, you know, when I was young, you could only dream of being able to record a movie with moving images and sound synchronized. I mean, I always wanted to make movies. I had my dad's little film camera where you had to go to the camera shop and buy a little roll of film which lasted 4 minutes. And then we had to put up the projector in a dark room, put the film in and show it. And it was a big moment when you did. So it had, I mean, it was beautiful in that way, but there was no audio. And I remember in '77, then I borrowed one of those that actually had audio, and I was like in ecstasy. But it was expensive equipment, and the film cost. And the little tiny film there, the Super 8, as it was called, gave a very limited resolution and quality. So here we are today. We can take your phone. We have phones in our pockets now, not just on the table at home. And the phone can record not only much higher quality than the cameras we had, the expensive cameras back in my youth, but also video, much better than any television or even movies, I would say, from my youth. You just lift up your camera and, okay, people take selfie, but you can turn it the other way, which gives actually better quality. Film what you're doing. Tell your story. Put it on your channel. Speak your little wisdoms and insights and your problems and your solutions. And look, here is my friend. Here's another one. And let's discuss life, whatever. Just hold up that thing and record such things. Put that on the social media out there and YouTube, and just flood the whole internet with interesting little creations. And don't be shy. Even old farts like myself can get out here like this talk and just, but the thing is, that's what wins, I would say today. Just be yourself. Beautiful, ugly, young, old. We are not this body, but the eternally young soul within. That's what we are trying here to learn and see the deeper levels of our existence here. So anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Hare Krishna.